When Michael B. Horn and Heather Staker published The Blended Workbook, they weren't just adding another educational theory book to the shelves. They were providing a practical roadmap for the future of education. This workbook has become a favorite among progressive educational leaders, with Richard Coletta of ISTE calling blended learning rocket fuel for innovation. The book's popularity reflects a growing recognition that traditional classroom models are increasingly inadequate for preparing students for a rapidly changing world. As schools worldwide struggle to personalize education and develop self-directed learners, this practical guide has emerged as an essential tool for educators ready to move beyond buzzwords to meaningful implementation. Imagine a world where every student receives personalized instruction, perfectly tailored to their needs, learning at their optimal pace with exactly the right content. This ideal educational scenario, one-on-one tutoring, has been proven to dramatically outperform traditional classroom instruction, yet remains prohibitively expensive at scale. This is where blended learning enters as the practical solution. Blended learning isn't simply adding technology to classrooms. It represents a fundamental shift in how education works. By definition, it combines online learning, where students have some control over time, place, path, and pace, with supervised brick-and-mortar experiences in a way that creates an integrated learning journey. This combination enables what was previously impossible: personalization at scale. The traditional factory model of education, where students move through material in lockstep regardless of their individual mastery, is giving way to competency-based approaches, where students must demonstrate understanding before advancing. Research consistently shows this produces better results, as it embeds perseverance and grit into the learning process. Students must work at problems until they succeed, rather than moving on with gaps in their understanding. What makes blended learning revolutionary is how it enables both personalization and competency-based progression simultaneously. Just as technology has enabled mass customization in other sectors, online learning allows students to learn at their own pace, fast-forwarding through mastered concepts, pausing to digest information, or reviewing difficult material. This frees teachers from content delivery to become learning designers, mentors, and facilitators who can reach each student in previously impossible ways. The four primary models of blended learning, rotation, flex, a la carte, and enriched virtual, each offer different approaches to this transformation. Rotation models, including station rotation, lab rotation, flipped classroom, and individual rotation, have students rotate between learning modalities on fixed schedules. Flex models use online learning as the backbone, with teachers providing support as needed. A la carte allows students to take fully online courses alongside traditional ones, while enriched virtual combines required face-to-face sessions with remote online work. Understanding the distinction between hybrid and disruptive models of blended learning is crucial for strategic implementation. Hybrid innovations like station rotation, lab rotation, and flipped classroom enhance traditional classrooms without fundamentally changing them. They're sustaining innovations that can help struggling schools improve efficiency and test scores. For example, in a station rotation model, students might rotate between teacher-led instruction, online learning modules, and collaborative project work, all within the familiar structure of a traditional classroom period. Disruptive models, individual rotation, flex, a la carte, and enriched virtual, are gradually replacing traditional systems, particularly at middle and high school levels. These models fundamentally reorganize how learning happens. In a flex model, for instance, students progress through content at their own pace, with teachers serving as facilitators and mentors rather than lecturers. The simple rule for identifying disruptive models: if students are learning in a blended setting and you can't figure out where the front of the classroom is, then it's probably a disruptive model. This distinction matters because hybrid models currently work best for core academic courses, while disruptive models excel in areas of non-consumption, where alternatives don't exist, or where schools are over-serving less academically complex students. For instance, advanced placement courses in small schools often benefit from disruptive models, as do credit recovery programs and specialized electives. smart school leaders implement a two-part strategy, using hybrid models to improve traditional classrooms while deploying disruptive models in non-consumption areas to prepare for the future. Consider a rural district with no qualified foreign language teachers. An a la carte model allows students to take online language courses despite this local resource gap, potentially offering multiple languages that would be impossible to staff traditionally. Meanwhile, a core subject like mathematics might benefit from a station rotation model that enhances rather than replaces traditional instruction, allowing for differentiated practice and immediate feedback through adaptive software. This strategic combination addresses immediate needs while building capacity for future transformation. The implementation timeline also differs between these models. Hybrid models can be implemented relatively quickly within existing structures, often showing results within one academic year. Disruptive models, however, typically require longer implementation periods, often 2 to 3 years, as they involve more significant changes to scheduling, staffing, and assessment systems. Success stories like Summit Public Schools demonstrate how starting with targeted disruptive implementations in specific areas can lead to broader organizational transformation over time. The choice between hybrid and disruptive models should align with specific educational goals and local contexts. Urban schools might use hybrid models to provide more individualized support in core subjects, while implementing disruptive models for specialized STEM programs. Suburban districts might deploy disruptive models to expand course offerings beyond what local staffing allows, while rural schools might use them to overcome geographic isolation and resource limitations. The implementation timeline also differs between these models. Hybrid models can be implemented relatively quickly within existing structures, often showing results within one academic year. Disruptive models, however, typically require longer implementation periods, often 2 to 3 years, as they involve more significant changes to scheduling, staffing, and assessment systems. Success stories like Summit Public Schools demonstrate how starting with targeted disruptive implementations in specific areas can lead to broader organizational transformation over time. The choice between hybrid and disruptive models should align with specific educational goals and local contexts. Urban schools might use hybrid models to provide more individualized support in core subjects, while implementing disruptive models for specialized STEM programs. Suburban districts might deploy disruptive models to expand course offerings beyond what local staffing allows, while rural schools might use them to overcome geographic isolation and resource limitations. Successful blended learning implementations begin with clearly defined problems rather than technology wish lists. Schools often face pressure to invest in technology from multiple stakeholders: students with devices, teachers seeking solutions for struggling learners, and administrators trying to achieve better results with limited budgets. Without a clear problem statement, these investments often become technology for technology's sake, leading to underutilized resources and minimal impact on student learning outcomes. When identifying problems suitable for blended learning solutions, schools should consider both mainstream classroom challenges and areas of non-consumption where learning experiences aren't currently available. Mainstream challenges might include differentiation in large classes, providing timely feedback, or supporting English language learners. Non-consumption areas could include advanced courses not offered due to low enrollment, remedial support outside school hours, or specialized electives beyond current staffing capacity. Establishing baseline data for these problems is crucial for measuring improvement after implementation. For example, a chemistry teacher concerned about student engagement might note, "Only 37% of my students complete homework assignments, and I can't provide timely feedback on lab work, resulting in 42% of students failing to meet proficiency standards." This problem statement identifies a specific issue with quantifiable metrics rather than simply stating, "We need more technology." Another example might be a rural school noting, "We can't offer AP Physics due to having only 5 interested students and no qualified instructor, leaving college-bound students underprepared for STEM majors." The Eisenhower Principle helps prioritize multiple problems by addressing issues in order of importance and urgency. Problems can be categorized into 4 quadrants: urgent and important, requiring immediate attention; important but not urgent, requiring strategic planning; urgent but not important, requiring delegation; and neither urgent nor important, requiring elimination. When evaluating both core problems, existing educational challenges, and non-consumption problems, missing learning opportunities, it's crucial to rank them separately. Otherwise, non-consumption issues often get overlooked as they may seem important but not urgent. Once problems are identified, SMART goals provide clear targets: specific, targeting a precise improvement area; measurable, quantifying progress indicators; assignable, identifying responsibility; realistic, achievable with available resources; and time-related, establishing a timeline. For instance, rather than improve math scores, a SMART goal might state, increase 8th grade algebra proficiency rates from 65% to 80% by May 2024 through implementation of personalized learning software and small group instruction. These goals transform vague aspirations into actionable plans with accountability built in. Schools should also consider conducting stakeholder surveys, analyzing student performance data, and reviewing resource allocation patterns to identify hidden problems that might benefit from blended learning solutions. This comprehensive approach ensures that technology investments address real needs rather than perceived wants. The success of blended learning initiatives heavily depends on assembling the right team structure for the specific change you're trying to create. One size definitely doesn't fit all when it comes to implementation teams. Four distinct team types serve different purposes. Functional teams work best for improvements within a single department. Lightweight teams coordinate predictable cross-department projects. Heavyweight teams handle complex redesigns requiring new interactions between departments. And autonomous teams are essential for non-consumption problems and disruptive innovations that require complete freedom from existing constraints. The right team structure depends on diagnosing your desired level of change rather than defaulting to either complete teacher autonomy or district-wide initiatives. For subject-specific SMART goals, functional teams often work well, but cross-curricular improvements may need heavyweight teams. When implementing radical new models that fundamentally change how school operates, autonomous teams provide the freedom needed to break from existing constraints. Team composition is equally important. Select individuals who bring valuable expertise, can advance initiatives, have implementation experience, or whose buy-in is critical to prevent roadblocks. Team members can include parents, students, and community members alongside faculty and staff. For heavyweight or autonomous teams, a senior leader with decision-making authority should oversee the team, while lightweight teams need a project manager to coordinate between groups. The size matters too. Keeping teams between 3 and 10 members ensures both diversity of perspective and decision-making efficiency. Project leaders should ideally dedicate at least 50% of their time to the blended learning initiative to maintain momentum and overcome inevitable obstacles. Before considering staffing, devices, content, or facilities, the starting point for designing blended learning must be understanding the student perspective. When schools design experiences that align with what matters to students, they show up motivated and eager to learn. Conversely, ignoring the student perspective leads to constant resistance from the very people schools aim to serve. The jobs to be done theory explains that students have specific jobs they're trying to accomplish in their lives, which have functional, social, and emotional dimensions. Most students have two core jobs: feeling successful, making progress rather than experiencing repeated failure, and having fun with friends, positive social experiences. Schools compete with activities like video games, sports, or even dropping out for fulfilling these jobs. Factory model schools often fail at this competition because they don't allow many students to experience success or build rewarding relationships. Students who disengage aren't unmotivated. They're motivated to feel success and social connection elsewhere when school makes them feel like failures academically or socially. When designing a blended learning experience, start with a blue sky mentality rather than constraining yourself with current schedules or resources. Dream big about the ideal student experience before considering practical limitations. Map out what students will experience in your blended classroom or school, creating a day-in-the-life story of a hypothetical student. Consider Miguel, a high-achieving student who was previously bored and disruptive, but now excels through personalized content and leadership opportunities. and Julia, a struggling student who receives targeted support through workshops, small groups, and personalized learning plans. Both benefit from mentor meetings to set goals and track progress. This comprehensive approach addresses different student needs while providing opportunities for both academic success and social engagement. Good teachers remain crucial in blended learning, but their role shifts profoundly. Rather than planning and delivering identical lessons to entire classes, teachers become more actively engaged with individual students. The most effective blended environments maintain enthusiastic, engaged teachers who focus on two key areas: moving beyond lockstep instruction to implement competency-based learning where students progress at their own pace, and filling the mentoring and coaching gap that many students desperately need. With online learning handling content delivery, teachers gain valuable time to develop students' higher-order skills, provide personalized guidance, and build meaningful relationships that help students succeed both academically and personally. This shift addresses a fundamental problem with traditional teaching. It lacks essential motivators like recognition, career advancement, and professional growth. Blended learning can transform this paradigm by restructuring teacher roles in five ways: extending the reach of great teachers, assigning specialized responsibilities, enabling team teaching, awarding micro-credentials for skill mastery, and granting authority to blended learning teams. These approaches amplify key motivators: achievement, recognition, work satisfaction, responsibility, advancement, and growth that traditional teaching environments struggle to provide. For example, one school created tiered teacher advancement opportunities, learning guide, learning planner, and learning expert, allowing teachers to progress in their careers while remaining in the classroom. Another implemented personalized professional development using an enriched virtual model, practicing the same blended approaches they were expected to use with students. Frederick Hertzberg's research reveals that employees can simultaneously love and hate their jobs because two sets of factors affect job satisfaction. Hygiene factors, salary, work environment, supervision, policies, determine job dissatisfaction, while motivators, recognition, growth opportunities, rewarding work, determine job satisfaction. To improve teacher performance, schools should focus on enhancing motivators, as hygiene factors only prevent teachers from leaving rather than inspiring excellence. While online learning technology has improved over time with better devices, software, and internet access, many schools struggle with a disorganized collection of hardware, software licenses, and outdated facilities. Before implementing blended learning, schools need to conduct a comprehensive audit of their current physical and virtual infrastructure. This audit should cover participating schools, classrooms, students, teachers, and a comprehensive software inventory spanning 3 years of implementation. After completing the technology audit, schools should analyze their findings across five key areas: software/LMS, middleware, hardware, other hardware, and physical facilities. For each category, they should evaluate current assets, identify strengths to leverage, and pinpoint gaps that need addressing. When selecting software, schools face four strategy options. 1. DIY, building their own content for control and customization despite resource challenges. 2. Using one outside provider for simplicity and reliability, but potentially limiting options. 3. Combining multiple providers for flexibility, but risking integration headaches. Or 4. Using facilitated networks like Khan Academy that enable hyper-customization and affordability through user-generated content. Traditional school architecture typically follows an integrated design that prioritizes reliability and order over flexibility. While standard classrooms may suffice for station rotations or lab rotations, many blended programs are reimagining their physical spaces to support student agency and choice. Khan Lab School exemplifies this with its wall-free learning studio resembling a one-room schoolhouse. England's new learning academy features a central learning plaza supporting five activity modes: campfire, classwork, watering hole, small groups, cave, self-study, studio, projects, and multiple intelligences, mixed modes. Even simple changes can make a difference. One teacher found covering walls with whiteboards helped coach students in a flex model. Another school replaced fixed desk chair combinations with movable tables to create flexible learning spaces that supported their individual rotation model. Culture is essential for successful blended learning implementation. Edgar Schein defines culture as a way of working together toward common goals that becomes automatic through repeated success. This definition emphasizes culture as a dynamic process rather than a static set of values. Leaders can deliberately build strong cultures through six critical steps. 1. Identify recurring problems through systematic observation and data collection. 2. Assign dedicated teams to solve these problems using diverse perspectives. 3. Encourage persistence through failure by celebrating learning from mistakes. 4. Have the same team tackle recurring problems to build expertise. 5. Document and actively promote the culture through stories and artifacts. And 6. Ensure all decisions align with and reinforce the desired culture. Rather than attempting to design every aspect of culture up front, schools should identify 3-4 high-priority recurring problems and develop targeted solutions. For example, one urban charter school focused on 3 cultural priorities: building family/community buy-in through mandatory parent commitments, monthly workshops, and regular communication channels; developing student ownership of learning through personalized goal setting, daily progress tracking, and student-led conferences; and supporting teacher mastery of small group and individual coaching through weekly peer observation rounds, structured feedback protocols, and collaborative planning time. The process for transforming an existing problematic culture follows the same pathway as creating new culture: identify specific problems, implement solutions successfully, and repeat until the new processes become reflexive within the organization. For instance, schools struggling with low student engagement first identify specific pain points, like students being passive during discussions. They then implement solutions such as discussion protocols, student roles, and accountability measures, practicing these consistently until they become natural habits. Consider Ms. Weissman's classroom culture supporting blended learning through carefully designed tools and routines. Her off-limits crown signals uninterrupted teaching time, creating a clear boundary between direct instruction and independent work. Students use detailed goal trackers to monitor weekly progress in both online and offline learning. The classroom features prominent growth mindset literature and daily motivational mantras that reinforce persistence. Her innovative mindset box allows students to recognize peers who demonstrate resilience and problem solving, building a community that celebrates growth. These practical solutions evolved from addressing recurring challenges in her blended environment, creating a predictable culture where students understand expectations, take ownership of their learning, and support each other's development. Successful culture change requires patience and consistency. Schools should expect the process to take 12 to 18 months before new practices become truly embedded. Leaders must model desired behaviors, celebrate small wins, and continuously reinforce cultural expectations through their actions and decisions. While blended learning can transform education, it requires careful financial planning to ensure sustainability. Schools must distinguish between one-time costs, like initial device purchases, and recurring expenses, like software licenses and device refreshes. For sustainability, schools must balance costs with revenue or savings beyond any initial grant funding. A comprehensive budget should track reallocation of funds across multiple years, showing both expenses and funding sources. For example, a school might save $150 in printing costs in year one, increasing to $500 annually by year three, while investing in devices, professional development, and software licenses. The budget should demonstrate financial viability over at least 5 years, not just during initial implementation. Innovation in education carries risks, but so does maintaining the status quo. Discovery-driven planning offers a way to de-risk innovation by flipping the conventional planning process. This approach is particularly valuable when implementing unfamiliar models like a flipped classroom for the first time or creating radically new school models. The process begins with defining desired outcomes, your SMART goals, then listing all assumptions that must prove true for success. Next, you implement a plan to test critical assumptions quickly and cheaply. Only when assumptions prove valid, you fully execute a strategy. This methodical approach helps mitigate risks when innovating with children, where tolerance for failure is low and caution is essential. After testing assumptions, create an implementation timeline with concrete milestones and checkpoints. The timeline should include both pilot and rollout phases, with more detailed planning for the pilot, and incorporate discovery-driven planning checkpoints on a monthly basis. This structured approach ensures you can adjust course based on real-world feedback rather than blindly following a plan based on untested assumptions. The Blended Workbook provides a comprehensive roadmap for educators ready to transform learning through thoughtful integration of technology and traditional instruction. By starting with clear problems, designing student-centered experiences, reimagining teacher roles, creating appropriate environments, building supportive culture, and planning for sustainability, schools can move beyond superficial technology adoption to meaningful educational transformation. This process begins with identifying specific challenges, such as achievement gaps, engagement issues, or resource limitations, and then developing targeted solutions that leverage both digital and traditional approaches. The future of education lies not in technology itself, but in how we use it to enable personalization and competency-based learning at scale. For example, adaptive learning platforms can provide real-time feedback and customized pathways, while teachers use data analytics to identify struggling students and intervention opportunities. Project-based learning can incorporate digital tools for research, collaboration, and presentation while maintaining hands-on experiences. Learning management systems can track individual progress and mastery, allowing students to advance when ready rather than being bound by arbitrary timelines. Blended learning represents the practical path forward, combining the best of online learning with the irreplaceable human connections of traditional schooling. Successful models include station rotation, where students cycle through online work, small group instruction, and independent practice, flex models that use digital platforms as the backbone while providing face-to-face support, and flipped classrooms, where content delivery happens online and class time focuses on active learning and discussion. When implemented thoughtfully, these approaches create learning environments where students progress at their optimal pace, teachers focus on high-value coaching and mentoring, and schools prepare students for a rapidly changing world. The transformation process requires careful attention to professional development, infrastructure needs, and change management. Teachers need ongoing support to develop new instructional strategies, master digital tools, and adapt to evolving roles. Schools must ensure reliable technology access, appropriate physical spaces for different learning modalities, and systems for tracking and supporting student progress. Leadership teams should focus on building stakeholder buy-in, addressing concerns proactively, and celebrating early wins to maintain momentum. As you embark on your own blended learning journey, remember that the goal isn't implementing technology. It's creating learning experiences that motivate students, elevate teaching, and produce better outcomes. Success metrics should include not just academic achievement, but also student engagement, self-directed learning skills, and preparation for future careers. With careful planning and a willingness to test assumptions and iterate, you can design schools that truly prepare students for future success through personalized, technology-enhanced learning experiences that maintain the crucial human element of education.